Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Amos. Alas for you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light, as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went into the house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. It is not the day of the Lord darkness, not light, and gloom with no brightness in it. I hate, I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them, and the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsively. Be pleased, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
Let those who see my life be filled with shame and confounded. Let those who take pleasure in my misfortune draw back.
Let those who say to me, aha, and gloat over me, turn back because of their shame.
Let all who seek you rejoice in your glad evening. Let those who love your salvation say forever, praise the Lord.
But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come to me quickly, O God. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, do not tarry.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. We do not want you to be uninformed, siblings, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with the cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Word of life, or word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oils with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourself.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Okay, before Claire starts with her reflection, some words. Today, 2 of St. Andrew's young members make affirmation of baptism. This represents their opportunity to make public affirmation of faith and a commitment to life in community with the body of Christ, the church. The custom here includes their reading their faith statements at this time. And so I invite Claire to read her statement, and then after she's done, Amelia will read hers.
How I see God in my life. When I hear the word God, I think of a Holy Spirit who protects us, gives us blessings, and listens to our prayers. The words I would use to describe God are grace, forgiveness, always there for me, and loving. My journey with God started when I was baptized as a baby. My faith grew over the years by coming to church with my family and through participation in catechism classes. When I envision God, I see a bright, welcoming light. While I feel God's presence throughout my daily life, I especially feel His presence when I'm afraid. When family members are sick, I pray for them and know that God will protect them. I was comforted when my grandfather died, knowing that because of Jesus' love and forgiveness, he was at home in heaven. My faith has given me the courage to help others by comforting them in times of distress and assuring them God's love surrounds them. Above all, my faith in God allows me to see beauty in the world around me, to appreciate the love of family and friends, and approach my future with confidence. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amelia Domeyer, ninth grader at the St. Andrew's Lutheran Church. I've been participating in catechism for 3 years now, which definitely was not easy during 2020. However, I was still able to grow my faith. The first words and concepts that come to mind when I hear God mentioned is love. God's everlasting love is the base of Christianity and is often what is considered the steadfast and unchanging aspect of our religion. That being said, God means something different to me personally. For me, God is a listener. He is always willing to just hear what's on my mind and listen to my worries or things I'm anxious about. I believe that God is to different people as they need. I've met people who believe that God is always walking with them, and that brings them comfort and security in their faith. Having someone who's always with me isn't what truly brings me happiness and faith. God is always patient and forgiving, not judging me for my mistakes or what I did wrong. He just allows me to talk without being interrupted, filling a role that like a traditional therapist would. I'm connected with God in many ways, some that branch beyond just traditional religion. Music is what I consider to be my deepest connection with God. I play the French horn, an instrument that is really just a complicated trumpet. I feel a connection with God when I'm practicing my instrument because the feelings are the same for me. Music makes me feel happy and joyful, but can also be rather frustrating at times. That symbolizes my relationship with God that can go through rough patches. But just like music, even when I'm frustrated, there will always be some moments of joy that bring me back and remind me of God's role in our lives. As Romans 5:3 puts it, and not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. God has a plan for me, one that may not always be the most easiest or conventional route. Everything that He sends my way is something that He knows I can handle and will make me stronger as a result of those trials. After all, Oscar Wilde once said, "How else but through a broken heart may Lord Christ enter in?" Thank you.
So in the readings today, the faithful receive encouragement to be prepared. Amos admonishes the people to make sure that they live their lives seeking justice. Worship and fellowship and offerings have value only to the extent that the faithful seek reconciliation, restoration, and well-being among all people and all creation. As these young women make affirmation of baptism today, among their commitments is to seek justice and peace in all the earth. Such justice represents exactly how God wants the faithful to be prepared for the coming of the Lord. So I invite Wilson Friermuth to come forward with our stewardship emphasis temple talk.
Good morning. Last week's scripture text focused us on how good stewards are present in worship. And this week's text focuses us instead on our role as stewards when we leave this place and enter the world outside of it. At the end of each worship service, God invites us to go in peace and serve the Lord. The text today challenge us because they emphasize that the world outside of this place can be very dark, and in dark places there is often hopelessness. In the psalm, we hear the psalmist cry, "I am weak and poor. Come to me quickly, O God. Hurry to my aid." In Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, we hear Paul writing to those in the church who were in grief, grieving family members and fellow believers who had died. Those grieving were afraid that because these deaths had occurred before Christ had returned, that those who had died would be cut off from the eternal life that Christ's return would bring, and that they would thus never be reunited with their loved ones. And this grief felt hopeless. In the gospel, the foolish bridesmaids are unprepared for the coming of the bridegroom at midnight. And as a result, they find themselves excluded, outside, in the dark, rejected, and alone. In these dark places, God calls us to go in peace and serve. Perhaps most challenging for us are the words of the prophet Amos. Because, see, the Israelites were following the prescribed religious observances. They were singing the proper songs. They were making the expected offerings. But Amos tells them that God despises their worship because there was no justice for the poor. Sincere worship is necessary, but not sufficient by itself for us to have a proper relationship with God. The worship and offerings that God desires are ones that show that we are transformed into God's word and God's hands in action in service to others. Only when we serve in this way, Amos reminds us, can justice flow like a stream and righteousness like a river that never runs dry. In today's world marked with war, economic stress, inequality, injustice, and politics where it seems many embrace lack of compassion as a virtue, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and hopeless. And the call to be present in that darkness is daunting, potentially overwhelming. It's tempting at times to think that it's all more than we can manage, that it's all more than one person can do. But as individuals, we must remember that God, as individuals, is not calling us to fix the world. God is not calling us as individuals to bring peace to the Middle East. God is not calling us as individuals to do more than we can manage. When God sends us from this place, God sends us with a specific task in mind in the specific places in our daily life. We are not the general, a lesson that Korah, we saw, didn't learn well last week. We are foot soldiers. Our job is not the macro job of saving the world. It's the micro job of serving the people we meet in our daily walk. The people that we meet in our daily walk are the psalmist crying for God's help. God calls us into the world to be his light and his word and his hands in service to them. And for God to be everywhere in the world requires each of us who believe to be in the world, in our places, ready to serve. If we are disciplined servants in the small things, like the wise bridesmaids, we appreciate God's presence and we can play our role in bringing God's justice. God promises to sustain us and to help us sustain each other in this task, as we do here through our prayers and our fellowship, and as which we are called to do in our daily lives. So let us go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend.
More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.